New rankings, the most and least educated states in the union. Where do you suppose Delaware and our neighboring states would fall? On the WDEL Newsline from Washington, Jill Gonzalez, analyst for Wallet Hub, which did the rankings. Okay, Jill, tell us some of the criteria, some of the factors that you used in determining the most educated states in America versus the least educated in America.
Well, you looked at the factors here of a well-educated population, so educational attainment, school quality, achievement gaps between genders and races. So we compared all 50 states across 20 different metrics grouped into the categories like that. So the data set ranges from the share of adults with at least a high school diploma to average university quality to things like those gaps in educational attainment.
And very interesting, you have our neighboring state of Maryland way up there. Delaware, not too bad, but somewhat lower. Do tell.
Maryland ranks as second most educated, so a huge share of the population up there having at least a bachelor's degree, a lot of also having at least a graduate or professional degree, a great public school system, great university quality. So Maryland, certainly hard to beat. But the Northeast in general did pretty well. New Jersey is up there at number 11, and Delaware is at 16th.
And Pennsylvania significantly lower, interestingly.
Pennsylvania a lot lower. I think places that tend to get a little bit more rural start to have teacher shortages that snowball effects onto everything else here. But Pennsylvania missed the top half. It ranked 29th overall.
Yeah, of course, Pennsylvania does have urban areas, obviously, but a great swath of very rural areas as well, contributing to that. And I guess not totally unsurprisingly, you've got your Sun Belt states and the traditional South at the bottom.
That's right. Some of the least educated states included Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, West Virginia, and Mississippi came in at 50th.
And kind of the plains and interior all over the place.
Yeah, all over the place. I mean, we start getting into, once we venture out of the top 10, a lot of Midwestern states as well as someplace in the Southeast.
And just in terms of the criteria, anything strike you what brought some states up or down?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of brain drain in certain states, though. You know, there are great universities and great public schools throughout the country, but a lot of times we see places, I think the Midwest, especially Indiana, Wisconsin, Ohio, that have great secondary school programs. We see a lot of those graduates leaving and getting jobs elsewhere, and that's what's really pushing the Northeast and the West Coast, I should say, to those top 10 places.
Anything else strike you? Any changes over the years?
The Northeast typically does pretty well here, dominating the top five. This year, we did see Colorado move into the top five, so that should speak a little bit as far as its workplace there and the types of graduates it's really luring out there.
All right, Jill, thanks.
Anytime.
Jill Gonzalez, Wallet Hub.